Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings in a single bound.
Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane.
It's Superman
Podcast.
Superman was created by Jerome Siegel and Joe Shuster.
Hi, I'm Stephen Biscotti.
And I'm Justin Candelaria.
And you're listening to
the Saturday morning Superman Show. Da, da, da.
Welcome back, everyone, to another exciting episode of the Saturday Morning Superman Show. You're a podcast about Superman in animation across generations. Today, we're continuing our look at the Max Fleischer cartoons. And today's episode of the Saturday Morning Superman Show is episode 15 of the Max Fleischer cartoons, Jungle Drums.
Jungle Boogie. Dun, 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 jungle Boogie. Down, Jungle Boogie. Jungle Boogie. Oh, I'm sorry. Dreams.
Jungle Drums.
Jungle Drums.
Jungle Dreams.
Jungle Drums was released on March 26th.
Why are you doing that with your hands?
I don't know. So Jungle Drums. Jungle Drums aired March 26, 1943, directed by Dan Gordon, animation by Orestes Calpini, H.C. Ellison, story by Robert Little and Jay Morton. And of course, musical arranged by great Sammy Timberg.
So this is the 15th episode of Max Fleischer's Superman.
It's a quinceañera for Superman. We're just dipping straight into this?
Yeah.
Okay, because this is a very interesting episode to be talking about because we got Germans.
So with this episode of Superman, the Max Fleischer theatrical shorts, they actually introduce us to Krypton again.
Yep.
And I find it interesting that with the Saturday morning, not the Saturday morning Superman show, that's not what it was. That's the show
we're watching our own show.
we're just offering commentary on past episodes of the Saturday Morning Superman show. One of the aspects of the Max Fleischer cartoons that I find very interesting is that in addition to the title cards, which we've spoken about how much we enjoy, the introductions definitely change and they're not always the same. Be it with like the opening narration or even with how they show Krypton. And not all the episodes show us the world of Krypton and introduce us to Superman's backstory of how he was sent from a dying planet and landed on Earth and grew up in an orphanage. But this is another episode that does. And I would have really enjoyed having Tim here. Tim was our guest speaker and guest podcaster on the last 2 weeks worth. He's a big animation fan. He's also a big history fan. Mm-hmm. And I would have liked to actually have gotten his opinion, so I'm going to put this just out there. Again, this is something that I've spoken about in a few other previous episodes. But I feel that for the more war-centric episodes of the Max Fleischer Superman theatrical shorts, they tend to focus on the fact that Superman is an alien from another world, yet he chose to adopt the American way, that he landed in America and that he's American.
Mm-hmm.
And in some of the other episodes, they don't do that. And I think they just feel, you know, they might have felt that in regards to the storytelling, you know, it's pretty, you know, much understood that he's representative of truth, justice, and the American way.
Mm-hmm.
But while America found itself in the war and the Great Depression, I really wonder if they wanted to re-emphasize the fact that, like, Superman grew up, you know, he was born on another planet, Krypton, but when he came, you know, when he landed on Earth, you know, mind you, of course, we know he landed in Kansas, mm-hmm. but it's kind of like almost like he could have landed anywhere, but he landed in America, almost giving you the idea that maybe Jor-El and Lara, who are unnamed at this point, purposely chose America to send him to because it's the quote-unquote greatest country in the world. And I wonder if a lot of that Americanism and that pride in, you know, God and country was a belief that really was the reason for why we got those openings. So it's just a thought that I had, and if anybody else is listening to this and they have ideas on that, I'd love to hear your thoughts.
I remember actually Steven talking about on the earlier episode the same thing. Like I think it was the one where he was destroying all the Japanese like submarines, like or the ships, and like him and Lois went to Japan, and he was just vigilanteing, just destroying all their stuff. And I believe they did show the Krypton stuff, the opening for that episode,
I believe too. We spoke about the reason why
they're showing that because of that reason, the whole American thing, which is very smart. It's actually, think about it, it's very smart to do, but again, like, honestly, not too big fan of this episode. I mean, it's fun to watch, but, again, like just like the episode last episode that happened with, I believe I said that I didn't enjoy it too much just because it kind of felt like Superman was just going off and just, you know, destroying things just, you know, for American pride. And I understand the reasoning for it, you know, again, the times and stuff like that. But I don't know, I just don't like seeing Superman do that, in my opinion.
Yeah, and this is definitely a very political episode. We end up finding that Lois Lane, her plane is shot down over a German-occupied area in Africa.
Mm-hmm.
And so she's now behind enemy lines, and they have her captured amongst like this like Aboriginal mm-hmm. tribe. And they're interrogating her for the documents that were given to her. And then, of course, Clark Kent, we learn, you know, he's going to be on his way to find Lois Lane. But, I guess the most careful way that I could say it is that I do prefer entertainment when it exists outside of the world that we exist in. And yeah. I mean, especially now, you know, we're recording this in 2019, this is airing in 2020, and you know, there just has to be said that, you know, in the current time that we live in, you know, in our everyday life, you know, there are some days that are really good and there are some days that are really bad, and you know, the same could be said for, you know, somewhere across the world where, you know, some days could be really bad and some days could be really good, and
mm-hmm.
or some days, you know, are far more unimaginable than anything that, you know, we're going through. You know, if you think about the refugee crisis or anything like that, you know, there are a lot of really things to contend with, and we all have to really understand that that's a part of our world. But, you know, with a story like Superman, you know, sometimes it's fun to just have the entertainment value of him, you know, fighting the mechanical monsters or you know, the Arctic Giant, you know, and it's fun science fiction-y, you know, action concepts like that where, you know, it's almost like an invitation to us to journey to, like, another world.
Mm-hmm.
And I find that the political ones, you know, it kind of brings Superman back into a context of where, like, oh, no, like, the world that, like, you know, that he exists in is the same as ours. And it's almost kind of disheartening then, I think, to think about, like, you know, okay, like, even in the fictional world of, like, Metropolis, you know, like, something like World War II is in existence then. And I guess it's just, like, more of, like, a sad reality that we live in. And I think given that, you know, for the episodes that are World War II centric, they're not as fun. They're very propaganda centric. Yeah.
And it's not like, you know, we hate this episode. It's not like we're talking about, like, when I remember in season one, we're talking about the season finale. It's not like we hate this episode. There's great things, you know, about this episode in terms of the animation itself. The fire looks fantastic. Again, that animation back then, like when he walks through the fire with Lois is fantastic.
When we watched that before, actually, I didn't really catch that before, mm-hmm. and I only caught that now. And him moving through fire is a really powerful image. And, mm-hmm. and I think with especially like with, like, you know, with like this episode, like with like so many other ones, you know, you're getting a lot of really sharp animation and really mm-hmm. like wonderful staging of the sequences. Superman rescues Lois Lane, and then the Germans start firing upon him, and you could see he's taking the hits, and they're very explosive.
See those splashes,
and you see the splashes of it, and it just translates so well
mm-hmm.
onto the screen. Then Superman goes in and he infiltrates where the Germans are. And
Lois Lane does her thing where she's about to infiltrate it herself
as,
you know, one of their members, which is weird because they kind of disguise the Germans as like KKK-ish members, which is kind of odd and interesting. It's kind of odd to me. It's like they're trying to fit with the culture, I guess, of Africa, some like, you know, disguise, but their attire is very weird. It's very, you know, I don't know. You know, again, like this episode is just, in terms of story wise, it's very, because I know these are supposed to be just for entertainment wise, supposed to be looking at the animation. Again, animation great. It's fantastic as always. It's just the theme of it that is, it bothers me just a bit. It bothers me a little bit, which actually brings up something that I learned this week in my film theory class that Steven reminded me of, is like in terms of entertainment for people, like when it takes them out of the world that they're living in now and puts them in a different one that is non-existent, where there was this film critic, I forgot the name, but this specific film critic said that entertainment is no longer entertainment once it becomes real. And he said that that type of entertainment is the bad kind of entertainment for film. That is not what film is. And it's kind of like, this is like a film critic back from, like, I believe he was like in the 60s, 70s, maybe earlier on. And obviously it's something I don't agree with, but I mean, I guess for some people, I mean, it can be true, because like we could have great films or shows, especially like with Superman, when they kind of come out to feel real, because when they have like certain stories that are depicted realistic. But it's just, for this case, for this Max Fleischer episode, Jungle Drums, for me, it just doesn't work well in terms of the character of Superman is supposed to be for the theme of this entire series of serials. It just doesn't work out for me in that sense.
Yeah, I think it's an interesting episode, because if you think about Superman and how he exists in comic books, some of the most valuable Superman comic books and some of the most exciting of the Superman covers, especially for Superman and Action Comics, are the World War II era covers. Mm-hmm. And there's a real importance to those books. And amongst like the comic book community, those are the ones that a lot of people really, really enjoy. And they're great covers. I mean, you know, it's almost like, you know, like the covers of Captain America punching out, you know, like Hitler and stuff like that. It's iconic. But at the end of Jungle Drums, you see Hitler and in a cameo, and he's listening to the radio, and you find out that the American forces were able to destroy the ships, and they're winning in their advancement, you know, in the war. And the American song, you know, for the mighty mission, praise the Lord and pass the ammunition. And it's I do like that a lot. I really like that.
Bonds here.
But yeah, it's just interesting because like you see like Hitler listening to it, and to imagine at this time where there's probably no greater a threat or no bigger face of evil than Hitler, mm-hmm. and you're seeing him exist in the world of Superman, it's very jarring. And even now, you know, like, yeah. There are people that are in existence that you wish Superman was in existence for, because you know he could go in and he could just like, you know,
you're talking
he could
about.
Fly over and save the day, but there's just so much of that it's almost it's a little depressing actually to see it, and it's not as fun because given the action that's taking place, you know, even like when they kill like the submarine of like the Germans, yeah. and stuff like that, you know, like he's fighting like the bulleteers or you know, Billion Dollar Limited, and it's just like crooks and stuff, and that's a lot of fun to watch. But to watch him, you know, exist in World War II,
mm-hmm.
it's not really like fun, you know, and especially if you think about people watching this at this time where they had family, you know, and like husbands and fathers and sons and brothers and people that are really over there fighting in the war effort. And you're then reminded at home that, oh yeah, like even in our animation, you know, this is a thing that exists. It's entertainment, yes, mm-hmm. but it's still, you know, kind of like a like, you know, you're watching the escape, but then this is bringing you right back into the reality that you live in. So I don't know. I didn't really care for this episode too much. I know not a lot is actually written about this episode. Yeah. Not a lot's been spoken about this episode. So
might be reasons why.
If you've enjoyed it, you know, I'd love to, you know, hear your thoughts. You know, if you want to let Justin and I know on social media, or you don't want to write in the comments, you know, on wherever you're listening to this, be it on Podbean, CastBox, or Stitcher. You know, we'd really like to know what you think about it. But yeah, what were your concluding thoughts on Jungle Drum?
You know, animation is great as always. And then in terms of like theme and story, like you brought Captain America earlier, and I feel like this is something that Captain America like would have fit in, because like the difference between Superman and Captain America is that Captain America was born and made for this. He came around the time of World War II, because I believe the character of Captain America was created as like this hero of the war. If I'm not mistaken, I'm just going off of what I know in terms of memory. But Captain America was made, you know, as a war hero specifically, while Superman was made a hero for the people as a whole. And, you know, the thing is that this is a theme that fits Captain America, you know, as Steven said, punching Hitler in one of the covers, one of those iconic covers. Captain America was born into this theme of fighting war, because he's a soldier. That's what he's supposed to do. While Superman, he's a hero to people. He's one who stands up for, you know, for everyone. And it's just, this just not fit Superman well enough. Like, I feel like this should have been like something that, like, it'd be interesting to see a Captain America Fleischer series, to be honest. Honestly, not thinking about it, that would be very interesting, especially to fit with the times. But yeah, that's just my thoughts on it as a whole, like that.
Yeah, I really don't really have much else to add. there, you know, especially as we're nearing the end of the Max Fleischer Superman theatrical shorts, I think there were a lot more episodes that we could say that we really enjoyed, and there were episodes that we could say that we really didn't. Whereas with like in season one, when we looked at Superman, the animated series, mm-hmm. for the most part, we enjoyed more of those episodes than this. And you could find me at Sherbert Danny Jr. on Instagram and Reggie Mantle III on Twitter. That's Reggie Mantle with an uppercase III. And you can find Saturday Morning Superman Show on CastBox, Stitcher, and Podbean. And if you enjoy listening to our show, please be sure to follow and subscribe and like and comment. And until next week, be peaceful.
The Saturday Morning Superman Show is brought to you in part by
Royal Collectibles,
your friendly neighborhood comic book shop located in Forest Hills, Queens, New York, offering some of the best in pop culture needs and collectibles.
And we're at the 15th episode in the Fleischer series called The Jungle Drums.
Jungle Buggy. Jungle Buggy. Get down. I just had to do it. But Jungle Drums.